Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
7:45, quarter till 8. Tommy Tucker, WWL, Tuesday morning, September 17th. Counting down to the first day of fall, which is going to happen on Sunday with the autumnal equinox, which means Monday morning you can look forward to autumn in New Orleans. It's a tradition we have to do, and if you've not heard it, it's something that'll make you want to get vaccinated. Patricia, help me out. Patricia, I'm sorry, they didn't give me the pronunciation of your name.
That's okay. Patricia Hewen. Good morning.
Patricia Hewen, manager of Greater New Orleans Immunization Network at Children's Hospital, joins us now. Talk about the immunization bus and all the great things that are going on over at Children's Hospital. How you been and how's everything at Children's Hospital?
Everything's going really well, very well. We're just trying to keep kids healthy.
Tell me about the immunization bus. It's been going on for quite some time, huh, this program?
Yes. So this program started in 1998. So we are 26 years old. We are the longest standing community program at Children's Hospital. So it's been a very good resource for families in vulnerable and underserved communities.
Tell me how it all works.
So we have our mobile unit that goes out 4 days a week, typically, and we do two Saturdays a month where we go 11 different locations around the metro area, and it's first-come, first-served basis, so a lot of times we're seeing 50 to 70 families, patients, every time we go out, and we operate from 2 to 6.
So the bus goes where from 2 to 6? I'm trying to get a handle on this.
Okay, so we have 11 different locations, so the bus could go. So, for instance, today we are at the Algiers Regional Library. Yesterday we went to the Hispanic Resource Center in Kenner. Tomorrow we will be at New Orleans East Hospital, and then the following day we'll be at Walmart, on Lopalco. We also visit a location in Slidell at Rouse's. We have two more locations in Kenner, Walgreens on West Esplanade, and also the Kenner Hispanic Apostolate. We go to Gentilly. Mm-hmm. So we go all over.
Will there be lollipops? Because I can only imagine that. Remember they used to have these big strings of suckers that they would sell at the store encased in plastic or whatever it was, cellophane. Do y'all have any of those? Do you hand out little suckers after the shots? Or no?
We do have little suckers or a little basket of candy, mm-hmm, or stickers.
Do you get to take your choice?
You do. We let them pick. Of course, we ask mom, the guardian first, but, yep, we let them pick.
Tell me about how important it is that these vaccinations be done and what type of immunizations are provided.
Extremely important. So the best way to protect children from, we have 15 different vaccines, right? So there are so many vaccine-preventable diseases. So you want to make sure that your kids are being protected from all of these diseases. We have protection against hepatitis A, hepatitis B, polio, diphtheria, tetanus, acellular pertussis, COVID, flu, varicella, measles, mumps, rubella. We have HPV, RSV, pneumococcal, rotavirus. I mean, we have, I could keep on going, meningitis. We have a lot of vaccines to protect these children from these diseases that definitely can be preventable.
What kind of documentation do parents need if they're going to show up at this bus? And how do you know who got what when and that you're not overdoing or underdoing?
Great question. So when they come to the bus, typically if they are already in the Louisiana database, which is Lynx, then we can pull it up from there. Mm-hmm. So it's, we don't need any identification or anything as far as what they've had previously because it's all there. Now, if it is a record from another state or another country, then it is a little more involved. We typically ask for some kind of identification, whether it's a driver's license, a passport, their previous shot record, if they have one, and their birth certificate, and we have a way that they can actually send us that because it's very time consuming. So they can actually send us that prior, we ask that they send us that prior to coming to the bus. That way we can have that completed and that can be submitted on the Children's Hospital website.
And you are the nurse manager, correct, of the Greater New Orleans Immunization Network at Children's Hospital New Orleans?
That's correct.
Okay, just to make sure I got your title right. Let me take a break. We come back. I want to talk about vaccinations in general and the importance of keeping up with them and so forth. I got to ask you, though, where'd you go to school?
Bell Chase High School.
I knew you were a local gal. That's why I asked. And it's good to know you're a Cardinal. I live in Bell Chase. All right, so we're talking Patricia Hewen, manager of Greater New Orleans Immunization Network and Children's Hospital, about the immunization bus. And we'll find out when we come back where you can go to get ahead of where the bus is going to be and take advantage of free immunizations for your kids. 751, 9 till 8, traffic now, WWL. 7:57, 3 till 8, quickly back to Patricia Hewen, nurse manager of Greater New Orleans Immunization Network at Children's Hospital. Talking about the Children's Hospital immunization bus been rolling since 1998. When it comes, Patricia, to finding out where the bus is going to be, is there a website that people can go to?
There is. So we have our calendar posted on the Children's Hospital website. There's the community area where it says Immunization Network, and we have our calendar posted there along with some frequently asked questions, information about vaccines, so it's very easy to access.
And that's chinola.org?
Correct. And they can actually put chinola.org/immunization, and it should pull us up.
All right, let's talk about the importance of vaccination. Sometimes people think maybe only when they're babies or the time to go back to school. There's been a lot of misinformation out there. Talk about, if you will, generally speaking, please, nurse, the importance of vaccinations and staying up to date on them.
Yes. So it's a common misconception that children only need vaccines when they're babies and they're done. So a lot of times we'll have parents come to us without being aware that their child might need several vaccines because they're not up to date, and schools are being very stringent on having children up to date because that is the best way to protect the children and everyone within, you know, their surroundings. So it is very important. We really strive to get as many people or as many children vaccinated as possible. I did want to mention that through our program, there is an age limit, I guess you would say, 6 weeks to 18 years old, and it is for individuals without medical coverage or with Medicaid or an insurance that doesn't cover vaccines.
So you determine all of that, I guess, when they come out, or you don't want them to go out if they have insurance, or if they do have insurance, then the insurance applies? I'm just trying to work through all that.
So typically when they come out, they'll fill out an intake form and they'll let us know. We also have that information on our website, but we are a program that we receive our vaccines from the Office of Public Health. So it's called VFC, which is Vaccines for Children. So those are free vaccines that we receive from the Office of Public Health, and so we make sure that individuals that don't have coverage can have protection and receive all of their vaccines.
Got it. Thank you. Very informative. I appreciate your time and your efforts. You can go to chinola.org to find out more. Back in a flash, WWL.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.